First John chapter 4.
请大家今天早上把圣经翻到约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Beloved,Let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And we have come to know and have believed.The love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we are grateful this morning that we can ascribe to your name All glory.
主啊，我们今天真的是感激，因为我们是可以归于您的，归于您啊，这位荣耀的神。
All glory, all strength is yours.
所有的荣耀能力都是归给你的。
We confess that we have spent most of our lives, if not all of our lives, doing things that glorify ourselves.
主啊，我们要认罪在您面前，因为许多时候我们只是在荣耀自己。
So we do come again and just ask for that blood, that life of the Lord Jesus to sprinkle our conscience that we might be clean.
主啊，我们现在求您用您的宝血来洒在我们的良心上面，让我们有一个清洁的良心。
That nothing this morning would separate us from the love of God.
所以今天早上没有什么能够让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Speak, Lord, to us this morning.
主啊，求您今天早上对着我们说话。
Give us hearing and obedient ears.
给我们一个可以听的、顺服的耳朵。
That you might be glorified.
所以你可以得荣耀。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. As I was before the Lord on this message, this fellowship time,
当我在准备这个交通的时候，在主面前静想。
The Lord seemed to impress upon me this word, the full gospel.
神给我的一个词就是完备的救恩福音。
And as I began to even wonder what that exactly meant, I couldn't help but think of, well, it's somewhere between Genesis and the last verse in Revelation.
当我在思想这个全备的福音到底是什么的时候，虽然不清楚，但我知道就在创世纪跟启示录中间。
And I felt that the Lord said this, sum it up.
所以我就好像听到主跟我讲，就是最后是合而为一。
At first I thought that was a monumental task.
开始我想到这是何等大的一个工作。
Because there is a whole message inGod created the heavens and the earth.
因为光是在神创造天地里面就有许多的信息。
And the last verse of the Bible is simply the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be in you all.
那开始虽然讲到是讲到创造天地，在圣经结束的时候就是说主耶稣基督的爱在我们中间。
And that is the message.
这个就是我要讲的信息了。
But I think we can sum up the Bible, the full gospel, in four thoughts.
那我想我们可以把这个完备的福音总结在四点上面。
And I would like to just have this fellowship on these four thoughts this morning.
所以我今天早上就与大家来一同思想这四点。
Number one,
第一点，
God is love.
神就是爱。
Number two,
第二，
God loves you.
神爱你。
Number three,
第三点，
we are to love him.
我们应当来爱他。
Continuation of last week's ministry, and we are to love one another.
跟上个星期的信息是一致的。第四点就是我们应当彼此相爱。
That is that last one. That's the church.
最后的这一点就是讲到教会。
That's the New Jerusalem.
这就是新耶路撒冷。
That's God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永远的旨意。
That's everything God intended when he created you and me.
这就是神创造你我的时候他心里所要做成的。
It's a wonderful thought, brothers and sisters.
这是何等奇妙的一个意念。
That God is love.
神就是爱。
We just read there in 1 John 4:16 the simple phrase, He is love.
我们刚才已经读到在约翰一书四章十六节，神就是爱。
How do we define that love?
我们怎样来定义这个爱呢？
This love is unfathomable.
因为这个爱是
It's a matchless love.
是没有可比的。
It's incomparable.
是完全的，没有缺陷的。
It's unchangeable.
是不改变的。
We cannot necessarily define it in human words.
甚至我们人的言语都不能来定义。
But the God gives us clues.
但是神给我们一些线索。
He shows us in his life.
他在他的生命里面让我们看到。
I'd like to just use two portions of scripture just to touch for one, just a few moments on God is love.
那我就用短短的一些章节我们来看。神他就是爱。
Let's begin with Galatians 5:22.
让我们先来看加勒太书第五章第二十二节。
5:22.
加勒太书五章二十二节。
For the fruit of the Spirit is love.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱。
The grammar there is correct when it says the fruit is Fruit, singular, the verb there is love.
在这里面他用的语法果子就是单数的那果子就是仁爱。
Now we first of all would think the fruit, since there are nine descriptions here, are love, many fruits.
我们开始读的时候以为这个果子因为有九种表现我们以为有九种果子。
But it is, the fruit is love. And that love is then defined.
其实呢，这个果子就是仁爱，下面是对仁爱的定义。
And it's defined by saying love is joy.
又讲到爱就是喜乐。
God is, love is full of joy.
神就是爱，所以在神里面满了喜乐。
Are you full of joy?
您有没有充满喜乐呢？
All the time?
而且是随时。
What has slipped when we lose our joy?
我们是不是有失去喜乐的时候呢？
The knowledge of God's love.
我们认识神的爱的时候。
The experience of God's love.
我们经历神爱的时候。
The filling of God's love.
当我们被神的爱充满的时候。
I believe, brothers and sisters, that if you and I knew in our hearts how much God loved us,There would never be a day of sorrow.
我相信弟兄姐妹们，如果在我们每个人心里完全了解神的爱的时候，我们就不会有一刻是在忧愁里面。
A day of sadness.
不会有一天是悲伤的。
A day of depression would be probably more accurate.
或者说更准确的讲，是在这个抑郁的一天。
all things in life, all problems, all questions are answered in this one thing, God's love.
在我们生命里面所有一切的问题跟疑问都可以有一个答案，就是神的爱。
Because love is defined not only as joy, but as peace.
因为爱不光是喜乐，它的定义还有和平。
When you and I experience the love of God, we have peace.
当我们来经历神爱的时候，就有和平。
I did not say no problems.
我并不是说问题解决了。
Tomorrow we will have a number of problems.
因为明天开始我们就要有许多的问题。
There will be a number of questions that are too big for us to answer.
有许多的疑问是太大，我们不能去回答。
But the love of God in us means peace.
但是神的爱在我们里面就是和平。
It not only means that, it means long-suffering.
不光这样，它还代表忍耐。
Patience.
忍耐。
Love is patient.
爱就是恒久忍耐。
This love is kind.
这个爱而且是恩慈。
This love is good.
这个爱是良善。
His love is always faithful.
他的爱，这个爱是信实。
Why are we unfaithful?
为什么我们不信实呢?
In any area.
在很多的方面。
Because the love of God has escaped us.
因为神的爱从我们里面失去了。
We're either not aware of it at all, or something has come in where we grieve the spirit of love.
或者我们完全不了解神的爱，或者我们让圣灵担忧，他离开我们。
God's love has not changed.
因为神的爱没有改变的。
His love fills the whole world even right now.
他的爱充满整个世界，甚至在现在。
And His love is available to us even this very second if we will, by faith, receive it.
在这个时刻，只要我们愿意接受，他的爱就在我们里面。
This is the key word behind our message last Sunday by Brother Philip.
上个星期中弟兄的信息里面就是这个关键词爱。
How can we forgive an enemy?
我们怎样来赦免一个仇敌呢?
How do we forgive someone who day after day shuns us?
我们怎么样来赦免一个每天冒犯我的人呢?
Doesn't want to have anything to do with us. Doesn't want to have anything to do with us.
这个人不愿与我们有任何的关系。
God's love.
神的爱。
Filling us.
充满在我们里面。
And we are able to then forgive.
我们就可以赦免。
Even those who hate us.
甚至那些恨我们的人。
Gentleness. God's love
温柔,
is gentle.
神的爱就是温柔。
It's lowly.
是非常的谦卑。
It's a tender love.
是非常柔和的。
It is soft.
非常柔和。
It's not harsh.
不是那么强硬的。
And God's love has always self-control.
神的爱而且是节制。
Are we experiencing that?
我们有没有经历刚才讲到的呢?
Well, the good news, brothers and sisters, is we can.
但是好消息是我们可以。
It absolutely is God's will.
这个是神，他心里，他完全就是这样一个心意。
And we go to the second part of this gospel message, the full gospel.
然后我们来讲这个完备福音的第二个方面。First,
God is love.
第一，神他就是爱。And
here's where it touches us.
那在第二点的时候就与我们有关了。God
loves you and me.
神爱你也爱我。We
have trouble with brothers and sisters.
我们与弟兄姐妹也许有一些难处。All
of us do.
我们每个人都这样。We
have trouble with our wife.
我们与自己的妻子也有难处。We
have trouble with our husbands.
与我们的丈夫有难处。We
definitely have trouble with our in-laws.
与我们的岳父母也肯定有难处。But
God loves all of us who have been His enemies.
但是神却爱我们这些与他为敌的人。
And when we decide to do something during the day on our own, He still loves us.
甚至我们每天决定走自己的，按自己的主意来走路的时候，他还是爱我们。
In fact, He brings things into our life to remind us.
甚至他爱我们，把一些事摆在我们生活里面来提醒我们。
the stability of this whole physical, mental, spiritual, solical earth is one thought.
我们所看到的这个物质的，甚至在精神层次里面，所有这个世界，其实只有一个意念。
God is love, and God loves man.
神就是爱，他爱人，爱神爱世人。
The only reason that we can come here this morning and not be affected by a war zone in Houston is the love of God.
今天我们能够在这里聚集，不被在休斯顿周围发生的事所影响，是因为神爱我们。
It's not because of Washington. It's not because of our Constitution.
并不是因为华盛顿或者这个律法来保护我们。
Man insists on fighting.
因为人总是在那里征战。
Man learns this in his home.
甚至在神的家里面，我们也经常有冲突。
A man and a woman cannot get along.
一个男人一个女人在一起就不能彼此相处。
It's normally, it's really should not be normal, but normally it's a bitter war zone in our home.
这个是很正常，其实是不正常的，就是在我们家里面就是一个打仗的战场。
And when this is extended, it becomes a city, a nation against nation.
当这件事扩大的时候，就变成城与城、国与国之间的征战。
Tribe against tribe.
各个民族之间。
In-laws against in-laws.
亲人之间。
Because you and I have nothing innately. That means being born with God's love. We don't have it in us.
因为我们从出生来就没有有神的爱在我们里面。
We're able to come this morning, and all this world right now is being held together and kept from destruction by the love of God.
这个世界，我们今天能够来到这里，看到这个世界还存在，还没有完全的被毁灭，那是因为神的爱。
And his eternal love for you and I.
而且他永远的爱，爱了你，爱了我。
This Jeremiah 31, this everlasting love that loves us.
在耶利米书31章说，我以永远的爱爱你。
Ephesians 4:2, his great love that loved us.
在以弗所书第四章，他说他以他的大爱来爱我们。
And all should know the verse, for God so loved the world.
我们都熟悉这一个章节，神爱世人。
Brothers and sisters, we could turn around right now and just have the communion table again because it is a table of thanksgiving.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在甚至可以再开始有饼杯的聚会，因为神设立的这个桌子就是一个交通的宴席。
The reason you have enough health to be here this morning, the love of God.
今天为什么我们还有健康，是因为神的爱。
The reason that you were able to push yourself off from that soft pillow this morning is the love of God constraining.
今天早上你还能从这么柔软的枕头上面起来起床，那是因为神的爱在里面激励你。
Because you and I in ourselves have no love.
因为在你我里面其实我们没有爱。
All human love has an angle to it.
在每一个人属人的爱里面都有它的限度。
We love to get something.
我们爱是因为我们要得着一些。
Which in reality means we should not even use that word love. Because that's not love, that's greed. That's covetousness. That's lust.
我们甚至不应该用爱来讲人的这样的表现，因为其实这是贪心，这是贪婪。
But it isn't the full gospel from Genesis to Revelation does not stop with God loving us.
但是从创世纪到启示录，神并没有停止在他爱我们这一点上。
We do not need to look far in the Bible to see God wants a response.
我们不需要看很多的经节就知道神他也可想一个回应，爱的回应。
Love, number one, must always express itself.
爱第一点就是爱从来都是要表现。
It must have an expression. It must do something.
一定要有一个表现，一定会有一个行为。
But love also must have something back.
但是爱也要有一个回应。
to complete the circle.
这样的话，这个爱是完全的。
For there to be a response.
这里面有一个回应。
And so, three, God wants to be loved.
第三点，神也希望有人来爱他。
Not just singing a little song of love.
并不只是人来唱一个小小的爱的诗歌。
But a heart of love.
而是一个爱的心。
Matthew 22.
马太福音22章。
One of my favorite verses because it is all-inclusive. It is really one of the key verses in the Bible.
这是我很喜爱的一个章节，因为这里面包含了所有。
Just as we sang that song this morning, which is a full gospel song.
今天早上我们刚才唱的诗歌是指到全备的福音。
In Matthew 22 verse 35,
在马太福音22章35节。
And one of them, a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, testing him.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣。
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Jesus, before he left, he had a question for Peter. He says, Peter, do you love me?
耶稣在他升天之前对彼得有一个问题，说，彼得，你爱我吗？
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
Do you love me more than everything else around here?
你爱我比这些更多吗？这些围绕在他们身边的。
Feed my lambs.
喂养我的小羊。
He's asking us the same question this morning.
他今天也是来问我们同样的问题。
What is the consuming thought in our life?
在我们生活里面被占有的这个意念到底是什么呢？
We wake up tomorrow morning, what is it that drives us, that gets us up, that stirs our heart?
明天早上起床之后是什么样的力量能够来驱使我们，能够让我们一直向前呢？
What are we concentrating on?
我们所在乎的到底是什么呢？
What are we consecrated to?
我们所奉献的是向什么奉献呢？
Where are our affections?
我们所爱的到底在哪里呢？
What are you and I devoted to?
我们今天是为了什么来献身呢？
Is it a job?
是不是工作？
There should be a certain devotion to a job, yes.
对工作是的，我们需要放进一些努力。
But is it the all-consuming thing?
但这件事是不是完全占有了我们？
Does our job ever cause us extreme exhilaration, so-called happiness or depression?
那工作是不是那个源头，让我们喜乐，让我们悲伤，让我们是超过其他一切的呢？
Is your job kind of like a yo-yo? This was a good day. This was a lousy day.
是不是因着工作上的得失，就今天让你像一个yo-yo一样？yo-yo，或上或下。
Up and down.
上上下下。
It's an indication, brothers and sisters, that something in our occupation, our career, our profession consumes us.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的职业里面，有一些是占有了我们的。
We're affected by our work.
我们被这个工作影响很大。
It has not been given to the Lord, and the Lord is not our love.
我们没有把它交给神，神也没有来掌管。
We're living in relationship to the environment.
我们是活在周围的环境跟他们的关系里面。
Our happiness depends upon the environment.
我们的快乐也跟着我们环境的变化而变化。
And the sad thing about that, brothers and sisters, there's nothing stable in our jobs.
但是悲哀的一件事就是在我们的工作里面完全没有安定。
Some people think that they have the most stable job in the world, and before the year out, the company will not exist.
有的人以为他的工作这么的稳定，但是很多年之后，甚至他工作的公司都不存在了。
Some people are living from Friday to Friday, and their job is going to last for the next 30 years, 40 years.
有的人他的时间是从周五一直到周五，在他一生里面都是这样生活。
Nothing is stable.
但是没有任何事是稳定的。
Some people put their happiness into sports.
有的人把他的快乐放在体育之中。
And their team wins all the games in the season and loses the championship game.
啊，他所喜爱的这个队呢，赢了所有的比赛，但是最后冠军的比赛却输了。
And all the excitement for 90 days comes crashing to an end.
那之前90天他所有的那些激动，最后都变成一个很难受的事。
Making God the thing that we love, that we adore, and His Son, the Lord Jesus, is concrete. It's stable.
让神成为我们所喜爱、我们所颂赞的，那他就在我们里面成为这个稳定。
That's why Jeremiah calls it the everlasting love.
所以在耶利米书这里讲到是永远的爱。
It is to carry us now, and it's to carry us forever.
他现在可以来带领我们，而且可以带领我们到永远。
This world is fickle. This world is unreliable.
这个世界是完全不可靠的。
We cannot depend upon it.
我们不能来依靠这个世界。
May the Lord help us just to purify our heart.
愿意神来帮助我们，来洁净我们的心。
The Lord wants to circumcise our heart.
因为神要在我们的心上来行割礼。
Remove all the fleshly pull towards these things that are other than His love.
让我们在肉体里面被这些吸引啊，不能来爱他的事情都可以被割掉。
And then we get to this fourth pillar of the full gospel.
然后我们就来到第四点，就是这个完备的救恩。
This gospel that covers from Genesis 1:1 to the last verse in the Bible.
这是从创世纪第一章第一节一直到启示录的最后一章最后一节。
God is love.
神是爱。
God loves you.
神爱我们。
We are to love Him with all our heart.
我们应当尽心来爱他。
And then the test. We are to love one another.
然后这里是一个试验，就是彼此相爱。
And this, as I said at the opening, this is Mount Zion.
那我在开始的时候提到，这就是锡安山。
This is the New Jerusalem.
这个是新耶路撒冷。
This is God's ultimate thought.
这是神最终的旨意。
Because John makes it very clear, if we love one another, we love him.
因为约翰讲得非常清楚，如果我们有彼此相爱的心，我们就是爱主。
There is no way of loving the Lord Jesus or loving one another without loving the Lord Jesus.
因为我们不可能爱主，但是却不爱弟兄。
Brothers, sisters, admit we are incapable of truly loving one another the way the Lord loves every believer.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要承认，我们不能像神那样、像主那样来爱我们的弟兄、爱我们的姐妹。
You say, Brother King, I understand that. That's very simple.
你可以说King 弟兄，我已经了解了这件事。
When it really sinks in, this becomes the key.
但是如果这件事真是在你里面生根的话，这就成为一个关键。
Nothing in our Christian life becomes a reality until we realize we're bankrupt in that particular area.
因为在基督徒的生活里面，直到有一天我们发现自己破产了，我们不能
And when you and I were created and born on this earth, there is nothing of God's love in our hearts.
因为在我们在这世上出生啊，在我们原来的本性里面就是没有这样的爱。
And you can be a believer for 60 years and have very, very little love of God in your heart.
你可以信主超过60年，但是你里面对着神的爱或者爱神的心可以是非常的小。
Now, every born-again believer has something of that love in them.
但是感谢神，每一个重生得救的基督徒都有一点啊，都有一部分这样的爱在我们里面。
Anyone who's born of the Spirit, if you were to ask them, do you love the Lord Jesus? They actually have the right, and often believe, yes, I do love the Lord.
如果你问一个重生得救的基督徒，你爱不爱神？他不光是这样相信，而且他觉得真是个事实，我也爱主。
It's a true statement.
这个其实是一个是一个真实的。
But if we conclude or finish that command, it goes on to say, with all your heart.
但是如果我们要让这个回答完全的话，我们应该说我是全心的爱主。
With all our soul.
是用我们的全尽意。
Nothing more important than knowing the Lord Jesus.
因为没有任何事情比认识主耶稣基督更重要的。
No college degree more important.
不是学位比这件事重要。
No high-paying career.
不是那些高薪比这些重要。
High profile where people bow down, you're in line for the Nobel Prize.
不是说得了诺贝尔奖，有了高的地位，让人在你面前下拜。
No, that I might know this man.
而是来认识他，认识这一位。
And when I say no like that, that means love him.
当我说到认识他的时候，认识这个词就是来爱他。
Just a reminder from last week.For those who have heard the message,
对于那些上个星期已经听过信息的人，我还要提醒。
This is where that message fits into this picture this morning.
因为上个星期的信息与今天早上要讲到的这个图画是完全相符的。
We were admonished and warned and encouraged to love one another.
我们被提醒也甚至被警告，我们需要来彼此相爱。
Now we can hear that message over and over again, and I pray that everyone agreed with every word that was said.
我们完全同意上个星期的每一个信息，而且我们也如此祷告。
But it falls into a black hole, a waste, if there's no response.
但是如果没有真实的回应，这件事情就像在一个黑洞之中，没有任何的作用。
And I hope everyone that heard that message, if convicted, if the Holy Spirit brought someone to your mind, you went to that person and said, please forgive me. Is there something between us?
我希望上次听到的有，我们中间有弟兄姐妹找到得罪的他的人，可以向对方认罪悔改。
This is how love for the Lord is demonstrated.
因为这是神爱的一个表现。
This is how love for one another is manifested.
这就是彼此相爱如何可以被表现出来。
It's not fixing someone a big dinner that you are opposing or they are opposing you.
不是说你冒犯他人或者他人冒犯你，你就请他来吃一顿很好的晚餐。
No, it comes to this simple thing of confessing to the Father, repenting, and then returning to that person and saying, Brother, for is there something between us?
而是向着主来认罪悔改，而且去到那个弟兄或者姐妹面前说，我们之间是不是有一些阻挡？
Loving the brethren doesn't mean coming here and having the Lord's table, having ministry time, singing together and praying together. Alone.
爱主并不是说我们来到这里聚会，参加饼杯聚会，来到这里听信息，不是说我们 这样个人的来做这些事。
God looks at our hearts.
因为神看我们的心。
Is there love?
里面有没有爱？
A love that manifests itself in forgiveness.
因为爱是在赦免里面彰显出来的。
And kindness.
是在恩慈里面彰显出来
的。And gentleness.
是在温柔里面彰显出来的。
And goodness.
是在良善里面彰显出来。
A love that bears all things.
因为爱是凡事忍耐。
A love that is not rude and hurts one another.
因为爱是不轻易发怒。
A love that believes in that God is love and He will take care of that person.
爱是凡事相信，相信神可以来解决这个问题。
That God loves that person, that wife, that husband, that child, that brother and sister enough so that I should also love.
是因为神爱我的丈夫或者妻子或者我的孩子甚至另外一位弟兄姐妹，所以我可以爱他。
This is what the Bible calls a glorious church.
这个就是圣经所提到荣耀的教会。
Jesus is our high priest, even before he died, made it very clear all that they might be one.
因为主耶稣他作为大祭司，在他升天之前，甚至这样祷告说，让他们合一。
And that oneness has two streets.
在这个合一里面有两方面。
One with the Father, which must precede love one with one another.
第一件事是在彼此相爱之前，一定是先来爱父。
What is the results now of this full gospel?
那现在这个完备的福音它的结果会是什么呢？
I hope everyone can go home today and say, I know everything between Genesis and Revelation 22.
我希望今天回去大家都可以讲，从创世纪一章一节到启示录二十二章我都了解了。
God is love.
神是爱。
God loves me.
神爱我。
I am to love God.
我也要爱主，爱神。
And we are to love one another.
而且我们彼此相爱。
That is the Bible.
这个是圣经。
That's why it's called the good news.
为什么？这就是为什么它是福音。
That's why there's so much more than just getting saved.
所以这个比仅仅得救要多得多。
I often think on Wednesday night, this is what our prayer meeting should be about.
经常在周三的祷告聚会，我心里这样来想，祷告聚会就应该是这样。
It's not about a personal this and a personal that, personal ministry.
不是说关乎个人的，这个人的这件事，那个人的那件事。
The Wednesday night meeting is different than any other prayer meeting of the week.
在周三的祷告聚会与其他的祷告聚会都不一样。
Our Wednesday prayer meeting is about the body. It's about the full gospel.
因为周三的祷告是关乎这个身体，是关乎这个完备的福音。
It's about first of all, you and I together loving the Lord.
第一件事就是我们在一起一同来爱神。
And the fruit of that, number two, is that we might love one another.
所以这个结果，它结出的果子就是我们彼此相爱。
It's amazing, brothers and sisters, how our prayer meetings can be everything but that.
但是很多时候很奇怪的就是我们的内容是其他的一切，却不是这一点。
Now when we are in our small groups,
有的时候我们是在另外的一个小的聚集。
That is something else.
是其他的事。
That's when we bring up personal things.
那个时候我们提出个人的需要。
We share other items.
我们也来提到其他的一些事项。
Paul's 13 letters were to the church.
保罗他的十三封书信是写给教会。
They were not to unbelievers.
并不是对不信主的人所
写。Unbelievers can be included in that.
虽然这里面提到这些不信的人。
But he starts out in the first verse, these are to the saints.
但是他每一次开始都是说写给圣徒。
What are the apostles doing in those letters?
使徒们他们在这些信里面写的是什么呢？
Including Peter and John as they write.
包括彼得前后书、约翰的书信。
Warning the church.
来警告教会。
Encourage the body of Christ.
来在这里来鼓励他的身体。
That they might love one another.
所以他们可以彼此相爱。
John the apostle had the most experience in this.
啊，约翰他是在所有的使徒里面最有经验的。
Because he lived 30 extra years after most of the apostles had died.
当所有其他的使徒都去世之后，他又在这里存活了超过30年。
And when he writes 1 John,
当他写约翰一书的时候，
he concentrates on really three words.
他一直集中在这三个词。
The Lord Jesus is life.
主耶稣他是生命。
That he is the light of the world.
他是这世界的光。
And then this word love.
然后这个词爱。
God's love for us.
神对着我们的爱。
And that we are to love one another.
还有就是我们彼此相爱。
Tradition says that when John, just before he died, attended a small gathering.
有这样的传说说，当约翰他在去世之前参加一个聚会。
He was in his 90s and he was carried in on a stretcher.
那时候他已经是超过90岁，是被人抬到聚会里面。
And they said, John, could you give us just one word? What would you say to us this morning?
啊，那些人就问他说，约翰弟兄，你今天早上如果要对我们说一句话是什么呢？
And tradition says in that feeble voice,He said, love one another.
那有人就说，约翰弟兄当天所讲的就是你们要彼此相爱。
What are the results, brothers and sisters, when we know God's love?
如果我们了解神的爱，结果会是怎样？
When we respond to the fact that he loves us,
当我们对他的爱有回应的时候，
and that we begin to love one another,
当我们开始彼此相爱的时候，
let's look in 1 John.
让我们来看看约翰一书。
And just see what Brother John had to say in his 90s before he went to be with the Lord.
当我们看看约翰他在90岁的年纪见主之前所写的。
John 2:5.
第二章第五节。
The love of God is perfected in us.
爱神的心在他里面是完全的。
Can you imagine anything greater than the love of God?Being perfected in you.
你有没有想到比这件事更伟大，就是原来爱神的心在一个人里面是完全的。
Number two.
第二。
Verse 10.
第十节。
There is abiding in the light.
住在光明中。
Do you ever get mad?
你有没有非常的愤恨？
Do you ever lose your temper?
有没有发脾气？
That's darkness.
如果这样的话，你是在黑暗之中。
Do you ever worry?
你有没有忧虑过呢？
Do you ever fear, get frustrated?
你有没有惧怕？有没有觉得非常沮丧？
Darkness.
这些都是黑暗。
Abiding in God's love, knowing God's love, there is light.
住在神的爱里面，认识神的爱，就是住在光明中。
Chapter 3, verse 14. 1 John 3:14.
约翰一书三章十四节。
There is a passing from death unto life.
在这里有一个出死入生。
Brothers and sisters, it is sad that in the fellowship there is so much quarreling, so much division in our very families, between a man and a woman.
弟兄姐妹们，在教会里面，在家庭里面，是多么让人的悲伤，就是我们有这么多的争吵，有这么多的不同。
Some people ask, why would God, knowing all the conflict, why would he ever put a man and a woman together?
有的人就问，神早就知道男人跟女人之间有这么多冲突，为什么还把他们摆在一起？
One is from Mars and one is from the moon.
有人从火星来的，有人从月球来的。
And the two shall never meet.
这两个人其实完全没有相遇的。
God's love.
但是神的爱。
God wants to show us that even though there is that physical intimacy, even though that there is a home to be built,
神知道虽然有一个物质上的亲密的关系，有这样一个家。
All these hopes and dreams, person filling the loneliness of the other person,
虽然他们彼此来填补对方的那个希望跟满足。
No man, no woman,Can love another person.
但是没有一个男人或者女人可以来爱另外的人。
Some people find this out before they are ever married.
有的人在结婚前就已经发现了。
Most of us find it out sometime after the honeymoon.
有的，我们大多数人是在蜜月之后才发现。
I was in the Northeast last week, and a couple came up to us. We met them in the lunch line at Harvey Cedars.
在上个星期在东北部，我们在 Harvey Cedar 这个特会里面遇到一对夫妻。
And my wife immediately befriended her. And before they got to the oatmeal, this girl wanted to talk with the two of us.
当我的妻子与对方的妻子开始有亲密关系的时候，他们一起去拿早餐的时候，这个妻子就对我的妻子讲，我要跟你讲一些事。
They had been married 3 weeks.
他们刚刚结婚三个星期。
And it was a disaster.
那已经是一个灾难了。
They were talking divorce.
他们正在讨论离婚的事。
Both are believers.
而且都是信主的人。
It's typical.
这其实是非常典型的事。
But God has a plan.
但是神却有一个计划。
Are you going to choose your will? Are you going to choose my love?
你是选择你自己的意思呢，还是选择我的爱？
Are you going to depend upon your greatness as a man, as a woman, to make this thing go?
你是不是要靠着自己作为男人，一个男人，一个女人，你里面的能力？
Are you going to come to that conclusion? I can't do it.
或者说来到这样一个结论，我不能。
And I hope you move to the next step, and I will never be able to do it.
我希望大家都能够进到这一步，就说我不
能。Only by the love of God poured out in our lives by the Holy Spirit are you and I ever to love even our little dog.
只有神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们里面，我们才能够去爱甚至一个小的动物。
That innocent little puppy that's so faithful, more faithful than anything, every once in a while, we have to give it a kick.
虽然这个小的宠物，这只小狗仔这么的可爱，但是我们作为人就经常甚至是不是踢它一下。
And that's why the Lord so graciously in the last verse of Jonah remembers even the animals.
甚至在约拿书的最后，神也纪念这些动物。
He cares, brothers and sisters. His love is so deep.
弟兄姐妹们，神关心，神的爱是如此的深。
I don't care how deep your problem is this morning.
我不管你今天的问题有多深。
The love of God can reach down.
因为神的爱可以达到这么深的地方。
And it doesn't matter how proud we might be, and our pride might be like Nebuchadnezzar.Reaching even into the heavens.
也不管我们心里面有多骄傲，甚至你可以像尼布甲尼撒，你的骄傲已经达到天上了。
Because he loves you and I, he's going to chop it down.
因为他爱我们，他要把它砍倒。
And we might be way out here in our fat esteem of ourselves.
我们可以对自我的估算是这么的高。
I was very humble when we sang that, when Brother Tyson brought up that.First, this morning in Jeremiah.
当台生弟兄今天早上读到耶利米书那个章节的时候，
I could not get this phrase. I'm a scribe to God the glory.
我就不能不一直来想到我们来归他这个词。
I've lived most of my life.
因为在我生命里面许多的时候，
most of the hours, the days, and the years, the decades, glorying in myself.
因为在我生命里面绝大多数的时候，我是在荣耀我自己。
And the reason I could be so thankful around the Lord's table this morning is because it's, first of all, His love found me out.
那为什么我今天早上在饼杯面前这么感恩？第一件事是他的爱来寻找我。
And for the last 40 years, He has been bringing this fat head down, down, down.
在过去40年，他让我这么一个大的头脑一直一直的可以衰弱，可以减少。
I have not finished the race.
我没有跑完我当跑的路。
Not even close. He's still working.
甚至还离得很远，他现在还在我身上做。
There is work to be done.
还有许多的工作要做。
Ask those who live with me.
问一下在我周围生活的人。
But it's the love of God that doesn't let us get away from anything.
但是神的爱却不放弃我们。
It's a shame to see the lack of love in parents toward their one-year-old and two-year-old and three-year-old children.
当我们看到父母对着一岁、两岁、三岁这么小的孩子，这么缺乏爱心的时候，
who will not discipline their children,
他们甚至不来管教他们，
because the love of God is not in them.
因为神的爱并不在父母里面。
And our children today are running amok.
所以我们的孩子就是这么的这么的任性。
They are rude.
他们非常的粗鲁。
All because of lack of love by the parent.
因为父母缺乏这样的爱。
Because the fallen for that misnomer that love is cajoling. Love is tolerant. Letting them get away with whatever they want to do.
因为他们对爱的理解是不对的，他们觉得爱就是随便他去。
Praise God that He doesn't do it with us.
但是感谢神，神没有这样来对我们。
He disciplines us daily.
他每天都来管教我们。
That is one of those beautiful results. He takes us out of darkness into light.
这就是这样如此美妙的一个结果，他让我们出黑暗入光明。
From death into life.
从死入生。
1 John 3, 17 and 18, the next two verses.
约翰一书第三章17、18节。
Oh, we are open to brothers' needs.
这时候我们看到弟兄的需要，弟兄的缺乏，我们的心打开。
Life no longer revolves around us when we have God's love.
当我们有神的爱的时候，我们所关心的就不光是自己的事。
God is concerned about us.That's why he pours out himself.
因为神这样来关怀我们，所以他把自己里面都倾倒了。
1 John 4, 17. Confidence in the day of judgment.
约翰一书四章十七节。
Isn't it wonderful?
这是一个信心。
1 John 4, 17. Isn't it wonderful, brothers and sisters, that we can know if we die today,There doesn't have to be the judgment, a severe judgment.
这是坦然无惧，弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有这样的确据，就是当我们离世的时候，我们不需要面对审判。
When we love one another, the Lord Jesus is going to say at the judgment seat of Christ, Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
当神的爱在我们里面完全的时候，我们站在基督审判的台前，主可以对我们说，又良善又忠心的仆人。
In that next verse there, no fear.
在下面这一节讲到没有惧怕。
Fear has crippled, brothers and sisters, the church.
弟兄姐妹们，这个惧怕经常破坏教会。
All because of an ignorance and an experience of the love of God.
因为我们对神的爱是如此的无知。
2 John chapter 6.
约翰二书第六节。
There will be a walking in accordance to his commandments.
这个时候我们可以照着他的命令行。
And then, last, John 13, you don't need to look at this. This is the picture of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples.
然后是在约翰福音13章，我们甚至不需要翻到那里，就是讲耶稣为门徒洗脚。
Jesus summed up his ministry by this little example.
耶稣他的侍奉是在这个小小的榜样里面结束的。
As the disciples assembled in that room, they were all out of sorts.
在当门徒这样在那个小小的房间聚集的时候。
Like many of us, they were competing within each other. They were divisive hearts.
他们是每个个体在这里互相彼此相争，在心里面有许多的恨毒。
Jesus had arranged for this time.
耶稣其实已经为这个时候预备了，他预备了这个时候。
He did not pay for the extra of having a slave girl at the door.
因为他没有预备一个使女在门前。
Just the basin and the towel were there as each disciple walked past it.
只有那个水坛跟毛巾在那里，每一个门徒都从那里经过。
All saw the basin.
每一个人都看到这个洗濯盆。
But because of the lack of love in their heart, they ignored it.
但因为他们心里面缺乏爱，他们完全的，不关心这些。
And the Lord Jesus seized upon the opportunity to sum up his 33 and a half years with an act of washing feet.
所以耶稣把他在地上33年半的服事总结在这样一件事里面，就是为他们洗脚。
Washing feet simply means expressing love.
洗脚最简单的来讲就是爱的彰显。
It simply means loving and bringing life to one another.
简单的讲就是去爱，把爱带到人中。
Washing feet means a bowing, a lowering ourselves to the person that we're praying for.
洗脚代表我们自己降卑，是到我们为他祷告的这个人他的地位。
Why do we spend a little time praying for one another?
为什么我们要花时间彼此代祷呢？
Because we're consumed with our own life.
因为我们每个人都被自己所占有。
But washing feet has to do with praying, with humbling, with being low.
但是彼此代祷却是像洗脚一样，我们谦卑，我们自己卑微来为对方祷告。
I think all believers are impressed by this story.
我们知道所有信主的人都被这个故事所感动。
But like so much of the Bible, the words get into our minds but never become a part of our being, our heart.
但是就像圣经里面许多其他的话一样，经常这些话进到我们的头脑，却没有进到我们的心里。
When we love one another, we will continuously be about washing one another's feet.
如果神爱真在我们里面，我们就会不断地来彼此洗脚。
Taking care of the spouse's needs.
来关心配偶他对方的需要。
The Bible doesn't say just wives submit to your husband. That's not the full impact of the Bible.
圣经并不只是说妻子你要顺服丈夫，这不是全备的救恩。
The Bible also includes us husbands when it says submit to one another.
圣经也讲到丈夫跟妻子要彼此顺服。
Husbands aren't to lord it over their wives in their particular weakness. They're to wash their feet.
如果丈夫知道妻子的软弱，就应该去为她洗脚。
That means praying when there is spiritual discernment of something that is dark.
就是在属灵里面有鉴别，看到有黑暗的事，来为对方祷告。
It means caring for that person around us who is weak.
就是来关心在我们周围这些软弱的人。
A person in fellowship goes off on a tangent all about self. What are we supposed to do? I hope that person doesn't come next week.
如果在我们聚会中有人他已经偏行己路。我们的心情是怎么样？我希望他下个星期就不要再来了。
Just the opposite.
其实是完全相反。
Like Jesus demonstrated to Judas, who would betray him in just a few hours.
就像耶稣向卖他的犹大所表现出来的。
He got below, and as his last ditch effort to save Judas, he washed his feet.
甚至在他被抓之前几个小时。他谦卑他自己，在犹大面前给他最后一个机会，为他来洗脚。
What would be your reaction if you knew a person was going to send you to the gallows, tomorrow? Would you make it a point to wash their feet and pray for them tonight?
如果今天有一个人，他就要把你送到监狱里面，你今天会不会为他洗脚，来为他祷告，在他面前
？Someone like Peter who says, "I don't know this man," with cursing words.
在彼得里面他说甚至诅咒发誓说我不认识这个人。
Jesus was saying to the disciples, this is what you do when he bowed.
耶稣对门徒所说的就是当他这样来谦卑屈膝的时候，这就是他所做的。
Jesus' life epitomized love.
因为耶稣的生活就是来彰显爱。
The 33 years,
这33年
the prayer time in Gethsemane,
在科西玛尼园里面的祷告
，the cross，
十字架
，and death，
还有他的死。
Are we above the master？
我们能够大过我们的师傅吗？不能大过我们的主人。
God does this whole thing.
因为神他可以成就这一切的事。
In 2 Thessalonians 3:5, and may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
He is the one that directs.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐。他在这里引领我们。
He is the one in Romans 5:5 that sheds it abroad in our heart.
是他在罗马书五章五节那里讲，他为我们流血。
And in that Romans 5:5, it is by faith.
在罗马书五章五节讲到是凭着信。
Brothers and sisters, do you believe that the love of God this morning?
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上你相信神的爱吗
？Can be yours.
可以成为你里面的。
And umbrella every problem in your life.
这个会遮盖你生命里面一切的问题，一切的难处。
Not only be the umbrella, but be that cornerstone, be that foundation.
不光是你的遮盖，而且是你的基石，你的磐石。
It is God's will.
这个是神的旨意。
He wants us to love Him and to love one another with all our heart.
他愿意我们尽心来爱神，也彼此相爱。
And I will finish with one verse in Psalm 119.
当我结束的时候，我们再来看一个章节，在诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
55.
55节。
And 56.
56节。
I reflect at night on who you are, O Lord.Therefore, I obey your instructions.
耶和华，我夜间纪念你的名，遵守你的律法。
We live in a time of darkness, in night.
我们如果是在夜间生活，那我们生活在黑暗之中。
But as we muse and consider the Lord Jesus,
但是当我们来思想主耶稣的时候，
we will obey him.
我们就可以遵守他的训词。
And verse 56, this is how I spend my life, obeying your commandments.
56节，我所以如此，是因我守你的训词。
And the Lord has really two commandments.
主有两个命令。
Love him.
爱他。
And love one another.
还有彼此相爱。
Lord, we're thankful for the full gospel.
主啊，我们感谢您这个全备的福音。
Your love that loves us.
您的爱是这样爱了我们。
Causing us to love you.
使我们可以也来爱您。
And making it possible for us to love one another.
而且您成为榜样，让我们可以彼此相爱。
Thank you for the simplicity.
感谢您这样简单的话语。
Father, may we not any of us disobey.
愿我们每个人都来遵守。
But take serious your admonishment.
但是我们愿意在这件事上向您认真。
For if we do not love, we are in darkness.
因为我们如果没有这样相爱的话，我们就是在黑暗中。
And the love of God does not dwell in us.
爱神，神的爱就不在我们中间。
We thank you for your word.
感谢您的话语。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.